Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off. About pop culture, I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Yee motherfucking paw, everybody. It is Cowboy Carter hour, okay? We're just gonna be babbling about this album because that's all I've been thinking about. I have not been paying like even remotely attention to anything else pop culture related. I have just been streaming Cowboy Carter on repeat, on
Yeah,
repeat, on repeat.
so valid because I mostly have two. But like the other day, I texted Maggie. I took like a palate cleanser and I just listened to Lorde because I like missed her for a second. And then I immediately, like, I listened to her for like, an hour and then I immediately went back to this album.
Yes, as you said, a palate cleanser. I thought that
Yeah.
was so funny.
But that's like literally what it was though. Cause I was like, you know what? I've listened to all these songs on loop for days straight. Maybe I need to like, take a second and like come back to them. Not that it's like a really come back to them, but you know what I mean? Maybe if I listen to other
Yes.
music and listen to this again, like I'll get fresh eyes. I don't know if I necessarily appreciated them more, but it also didn't hurt.
Right, like I would start listening to like a podcast episode and like halfway through, I'd be like, I gotta go back and listen to like spaghetti or something real quick, just
Yeah.
real quick.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. Sometimes,
Oh. Oh my God. We're gonna go
gonna get
track
into
by
it.
track. It's gonna be a lot
Yeah.
of babbling, a lot of run-on sentences. It's so buckle up and get ready, okay?
Saddle
I
up.
have yeah, saddle up. There you go.
Yeah,
I have no notes. I have nothing. I'm just speaking from the heart. So dramatic. But okay, first of all, the title Cowboy Carter. Now I'll tell you something. I thought I hated this album title. I thought it
yeah.
was so cheesy. I was like, this is what we're going with. It sounds like something that you would call like your very first album, your very first country album. I mean, well,
Right,
this was her
right,
very
right.
first country album, but you know what I'm saying. But then Steven sent me a TikTok explaining all about what like the Carter name means in country music, and it's a whole history lesson, and I changed my mind.
Yeah. So me and Maggie both hated the title. Okay. But it means a lot to Beyonce. Not only like is it her like married name, it's also like has a long history behind it. We're not going to get all into it because there's so much surrounding this album. But like we've said before, you will never hear us speak ill of Beyonce.
No.
Because listen, if we would have said we didn't like the album, we would have just been like, oh, we were wrong. Okay. Because she always is proving people wrong. It's Beyonce. So if we don't like something that Beyonce does, you probably won't hear us talk about it. And that's how you'll
Yes, exactly.
know.
Exactly, because I will never speak publicly about any negativity about Beyoncé.
We barely even say it to each other.
So true. Yep, so true.
It's like a head nod. Like, what do you feel about the album title? And we just like give each other a look.
Yep, and then I move
It's
on, and then we move on. Oh, God.
like we can't even put it into the universe. Okay. Anyway,
Okay. Duh.
let's start with American Requiem, obviously the top.
So I, like many people, had to look up what Requiem means. And it's basically, yeah, okay, you did too. I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, well, I kind of did know what it was, but I've also seen the movie
Oh.
Requiem for a Dream with a bunch of celebrities. But I love the word Requiem. Like, I've loved it for a long time. I don't know. That sounds like a weird thing to say.
My favorite word.
But it's just like I just think it's like a strong word. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
I feel like people don't use it in like everyday talk, but it's used a lot in like literary things. You know what I mean? It's a very like specific, powerful words. So basically it's just like it's like a mass for the dead. It's like an act of remembrance for the dead, like a prayer to the universe, to the dead. It's like technically a religious thing, but like not really at this point in time. It's basically like remembering like things that have come before you, typically the dead, you know.
Yes. And that is like literally what Beyonce is all about in every aspect of her career. She's always thinking and talking about the people that have come before her and like
Yeah.
just like connecting that to
And
like who she is present day.
yes, it's like she's acknowledging the people who came before her, how they made her who she is today, and like praising their work and sometimes elevating it, making it her own. It's just, I don't know anyone else who does it like who does it like that, because this, I just like keep thinking like with Act One of Renaissance and this one, it's like I don't like who sounds like this. I don't know any music like it's so ambitious. Like it's just like amazing that she makes it work.
I know. And she did say though in an Instagram post before the album, about like a week or so before the album came out, she said, "This is not a country album. This is a
Yeah.
Beyoncé album."
Right.
I just got chills. Beyoncé is just like her own genre now. Like truly any music she wants to make, like it doesn't fall into a certain category anymore.
Right. And it's not that it all sounds the same, but it feels and is authentic to her. You know what I
Yes,
mean? It's
exactly.
basically at the end of the day, like Cowboy Carter is a album that pays homage to the South, you know, at the end of the day. That's what it is. It's not
Yeah.
country, it's Southern. And
Yes.
it's Beyonce. I mean, we all know. Mom from Louisiana, dad from Alabama, raised in Texas. We all know the story. She
Yes.
sings about it every song. Every song she's ever done. Not really, but you know what I mean? Like, she's proud of her Southern heritage. That's who she is. She's not proud of everything, obviously. But yeah, and that's just what this represents. Because it's like some of these songs are like kind of country, but it's like this could have been on Lemonade. This could have been on blah blah blah, you know, this could have been on self-titled. Like,
Right. Yes,
yeah,
it
it's
is.
just, it's a Beyoncé album at the end of the day. So it's just like so funny when people are like, certain people get mad about her dipping her nose or her toes, not her nose, into country. And it's like,
This
okay.
bitch is country.
Like, she is. Like,
Hello.
look at her performing at the fucking rodeo. Like, she's a Southern, like, beauty pageant girl. Like, come on.
Yes, like this woman is fucking H Town. Like, how many times does she have to say it? My God.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Exactly. So, wow, this all went off talking about what a Requiem is. But
Yeah,
I guess that's
whatever.
important because the song kind of encapsulates the whole album. Because literally in the song, she's like, how many times do I have to tell you guys? Like, I'm country. If this
Yes.
isn't country, I don't know what is. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And it's country, like, not patriotic, but like, necessarily, but also like proud of where you came from, you know, despite all its
Yes.
flaws. And it's like, if that's not country, I don't know what is. And she's right.
Exactly.
Because not everything that has come from the South is country. We've got blues music, we've got bounce music. You know what I mean? There's
Yeah.
certain rap that originated in the South. Like, there's so many different parts of the South. And it's like, just to say that it's country. It's silly, like even bluegrass is separate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wow.
I know.
I think I made my point. I don't really know. I feel
No,
like
you
I
did.
just like babbled a little bit and then I didn't know if I actually came full circle, but anyway.
We warned everybody that there will be a lot of babbling. So
But like, how do you feel about the song in general?
I love this as an
Yeah.
opener. I love like when she does like that like the guttural kind of like screech in the middle of the song. Oh my God, I just it's and I just love her harmonies. The way that the production is like layered and she's just harmonizing with herself.
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like the only other person that I can name like present day that does that like probably just as well is Ariana Grande.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of when you were saying that, so.
Yeah, where it's just like, and I remember, I think I said this on the podcast before too. She did like an interview, I think, with like British Vogue or something when Renaissance came out. And she said that for some songs, there's like 200 layers,
Yeah, I would believe it.
which is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, it's and I saw like certain people, I'm not even gonna get into who they were, but we all know who they were. Certain stans talking about how she has so many people work on her album, and it's like, but like it's good. And it's like because she's like getting different perspectives and she's taking them all together. Like it's like she's a part of every song. Don't let that fool you just because she has all these collaborators. She wants to take input, but Beyonce at the end of the day is Beyonce. She has the end say in all of these things. She makes every single decision. Like if you saw her documentary, people, you would know. Down to the millisecond, she knows what's going on in these songs. So it's amazing. It's like she really doesn't get the credit for being like for her production work and her like style and all that. You know, obviously we know she's a performer and a vocalist. And like yeah, songwriting might not be her strongest suit, but she still has a say and she's still working on all these songs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't understand like what the controversy is around like having a bunch of people involved in your album, because like you said, you're taking different perspectives, you're being influenced by all these people and working with people that you want to work with. So why not just like make it one big party?
Agreed. Yeah.
People just love to look for a problem. It must be so miserable living your life just disliking Beyonce and like having a problem with everything she does. Like, what a miserable life to live, you know?
That's what I always say because it's like all the arguments are just silly. Because
I
it's like
know.
you cannot like her, sure, whatever. You'd be like, whatever. I don't really enjoy her music, sure.
Okay,
But
whatever.
like
It's fucking
when they
lame,
try to
but
come for like the
whatever.
talent, it's like, all right, you just seem dumb.
Yeah.
Like that
Exactly.
part's just silly.
Yes. Okay, this is gonna be like an 8 hour long. So
Well, some of these songs I have less to say about. We've already talked
true.
about some of her stuff, you know?
Blackbird, which, hey guys, I didn't know was a Beatles cover until someone told me. I know. Okay, whatever. I'll
I'm like
say
in
it.
shock right now.
I'll say it.
Did you think it was
Okay.
a cover? Did you think she was covering Glee?
No.
I'm just kidding. I know you didn't think that. One thing about me, listen, I don't hate the Beatles. I just don't fuck with them. I don't really get it. I don't know.
That's what I
I wasn't
mean.
alive. But Blackbird, like, I've had this song on my phone since I could have this song on my phone. Like, I've been obsessed with this song forever.
Oh,
I
sorry.
love it.
I just got on the train.
That's fine. And yeah, I just love this song. I just have always connected with it, and I never knew the meaning behind it. I mean, I got my own meaning from it, but I never knew like why it was written and why she chose it for this. And it's interesting that it's such a faithful adaptation. Like it's just like the original. I mean, obviously with her voice, like she didn't change a whole lot. The production's different, but I mean that was from like the 60s, so yeah, of course it's different. But have you seen like why she included it in the album?
it was about like what, like the civil rights movement or something,
Yeah,
or
so it
yeah.
Paul McCartney wrote the song after visiting America and seeing things about the Little Rock Nine, which was the school in Arkansas where the nine black students were harassed, assaulted, and like there's like a whole picture of them getting like people protesting against them after Brown v. Board of Education was passed and they were going to like a non-segregated school. And there's like that famous picture of that girl with her like books in her hand and all the white people
Yes,
like
Ruby
yelling at her.
Bridges.
Yep. And so I had no idea this song was about that. Like, I mean, I just thought it was about like, you know, somebody being oppressed and like flying away, you know? I mean, and it is, of course.
Yes, but it's like, you know, a
But
whole group of people.
yeah, but like it also had like, he got that meaning from this specific event, you know, which, wow. And I don't think a lot of people know that. I mean, I didn't know that. So she's calling attention to that. She's bringing more attention to the Little Rock Nine, which is like, yeah, people know about it, but it's like, it's always important to teach people about history, as well as elevating black voices, which is the accompanying singers in her group, which Brittany Spencer, oh my God, love her. She's in the High Women, so I knew her a little bit from that.
Okay. Yeah, like
Beautiful
I,
voice.
yes, everybody on this song sounds incredible. I don't listen to country music really. So I didn't know who any of these people were, but like now I do, which is, I also think that we talked about this like before the album came out on the podcast, but like Beyoncé's mission has become so much bigger than just like getting a number one hit or like having a successful album. It's about bringing lights and raising voices of people in her community and people that look like her that just like don't get the fair shots that she or just like don't have the spotlight that she's had, which is so admirable because she could very well just like make music and like not give credit or like not like dive into like this deep history that she's educating us all about. But she's been using these albums and her platform to educate and to uplift. And it's amazing to watch and to learn from.
Like, how can you be mad at
That's what
that?
I know. Dude, it's because all these fucking white men, really white men, just hate to see a successful black woman like in their space.
Right, for
In
sure.
quotes, their space.
I thought it was crazy when I typed in Brittany into Google. She was like the third search. And like her name is
See?
spelled differently than like Britney Spears, obviously. So that's like
Yeah.
slightly different, but still, I was like, that would not have happened like 2 weeks ago, you know?
No, exactly.
So.
And that's how you know this is working. Like these artists are, I mean, not that they weren't successful before, but like they're, I'm sure so many doors have now opened for them because Beyoncé was like, you're talented, you deserve to be heard, so come and collaborate.
100%.
16 carriages. Did we talk about 16 carriages?
Yeah, I think we talked about, yeah, we did 100%. We talked about 16
Okay.
Carriages and Texas Hold'em right when they came out.
Okay,
So
great. So you
I don't
guys
feel
know
any
our
different than I
thoughts.
did before. It's
Me
great.
neither. Love it.
We're not going to waste your time.
Protector featuring Rumi Carter.
Yeah, and I just actually,
Guys.
this was the last one that came on when I was driving home today, right before this podcast. Beautiful. Beyoncé gets like more vulnerable on this album than I want to say, like, arguably than any other album. Because I mean, Lemonade is vulnerable, but it's more anger. This, she's talking about like what she feels like to be a mother. She's talking about like what, I don't know. She's just talking about so much things, like what it feels like to be growing up as a child with so much pressure on you from your parents, that 16 carriages. She's talking about what it's like to be a daughter, like how she's seen as this person. And it's like, yeah, she's got some silly songs on here too, but then it's like some of the most intimate songs she's ever had, because she has a lot of like intimate songs, but not all of them are necessarily personal to her. And that's not a knock on her, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like even Lemonade, which also not bashing Lemonade,
You better
it's like
not.
almost like, oops, no. It's like one, it's and it's not one side of her, but it's like I feel like we're seeing a new side of her that she is realizing now. She's like a mother of three. Like she's been spending so much time with her children and like watching them grow. I feel like we get to see this new side of her that I don't know if she was afraid to show or she just didn't want to show before. I don't know, but it's just amazing to see this part of Beyoncé, because like she's fucking unbreakable, like
Yeah.
no.
Yes, and just like the part where she says like I'll be your protector, I'll be your projector, like that just like that resonated with me because I just feel like as a parent, like you should be your kid's number one cheerleader and just like be behind them like and like watching them shine and like helping them grow and like just like being there to support them. And it just got me.
And then you get to see her like talking daughter like later on about like her experiences kind of and like what she got from her family, and it's just like this beautiful song about like her hoping for her daughter in the future. She's like, I'm your protector right now, and one day I will be your projector. When you are ready to shine, I will project it for everyone to see. And it's like, oh, this, like, of course, like, mothers want to do that, but just like, it's just beautiful, like, that she's like dedicating this to this, like, moment in her daughter's life, the time that her daughter's about to shine, that she's just like thinking about it so much that she wanted to write a song about it, like, to write a song about the moment her daughter, like, comes into her own. I think that's beautiful. She's like, she's just like talking about how she's like already so overwhelmed with pride for her daughter. Her pride that, like, of something that hasn't even happened yet, because she just knows and she sees this potential and this, like, strength in her daughter. What is she, like, four?
She's like, no, she's like six, I think, but
I don't know. She's so little.
I
You're right.
think,
She
well,
has to
I
be, like.
think at this time she was way younger because
That's
she's, I mean,
true. It's kind of unclear when all these songs were written. We know when it was started, but we don't know when each individual song was made.
right, exactly. I mean, like, she sounds very young in the song because, you know, as like a six, because I think, yeah, they gotta be like six-ish, right? Because I remember when she made her pregnancy announcement, we were in high school, I think senior year. So yeah, she gotta be like 5, 6. The twins gotta be like 5, 6.
Six, you got it.
Okay.
Wild.
I can't talk about time. Yeah. My Rose, this is not getting enough recognition for me. These harmonies, even though it's like such like a short like interlude of a song, it just has like such like a good message too, because it's like, why are you being your biggest bully? Just like embrace your flaws. You're a rose, you're growing, you're learning. Ugh.
Oh, I just love the melody. It sounds like a Kelly Uchis song, and I mean that in the best way. This like beautiful flowing R&B, like the na 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 na. Oh.
I love it, and I need you people. I need you people to be talking about it more.
Yeah, I just think it's so short. People like, not that they don't like it, but they just.
Like, forget about it, and they just like listen to it and then like
It's
move
less
on.
exciting than other songs, I should say.
Oh, but I need y'all to get into it, okay?
I
Smoke
love it.
Hour, Willie Nelson. Hey, hi, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
That guy, how he's got to be like a million and 1 years old.
I have literally no idea how old this man is.
Old.
For sure.
I
I
was
saw him on
surprised.
stage a couple years ago with Kacey Musgraves. The man could barely move, could barely sing, but so happy for him.
Okay, see, I was just gonna say, I'm surprised that it like I was surprised to hear that it wasn't a duet, that it was just an interlude. But you saying that he could like barely sing. Okay, I guess that
He's
makes a little more
90.
sense.
Just looked it up.
God damn.
Yeah, that makes sense now. But yeah, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. Could not sing. Really
Okay.
sweet tenor moment. They sing the Rainbow Connection song from The Muppets. It was beautiful. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. Thank you, Willie Nelson, for showing up. I love the little smoke hour interludes. I
Me
think it's
too.
so silly. I love that it sounds exactly like an old radio station. Not that I would really
Yes.
know, but when I see that and when I watch a movie and I hear an old radio station, it sounds just like
Yeah,
this.
and I love that. It's just so country. It's so like, oh,
It
it's
feels like going riding down the desert roads in the south, just
yes.
cigarette in your hand, window down in your beat up cruiser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's exactly what we need because it introduces Texas Hold'em,
Yep. Okay, so we
which
know our feelings about Texas
we
Hold'em.
all know. Although I'm tired of people saying that they're tired of it because how? Love it.
I still go around being like, this ain't Texas, like at least 5 to 10 times a day. Like, your car, yeah, like, come on, you're tired of it. You know what?
That
No,
narrative,
I won't get into it. I
shut
can't get into
up. Because, anyway, I don't care. I'm not going to bring it on. Whatever.
yeah.
I'm not going to be negative.
Bodyguard, one of my faves.
Yeah, it's
I
fair.
love the rhythm. I love the lyrics. Beyonce fucking loves Jay-Z.
I know.
She loves that man.
You know what? It's so funny because I love when she shits on him, and I love when she talks about loving him too. Because that's like, because it's like, I don't know. I'm not gonna speak on like their marriage because I don't know what goes on the ins and outs. But I feel like it's pretty like truthful to be fucking pissed off at your man, but still just like, oh, I love you. I'm gonna protect you. I will take a bullet for you. I'm Kevlar, bulletproof, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, she said, I'll protect you in the mosh pit. I don't know why that line stands out to me so much, but I
Yeah.
just like know when it's coming up.
And the gossip and the pop shit, and it's just like
Yes.
she sings with so much conviction in her voice. Like you just know, like deep in her bones, this is the love of her life. Like nothing could change that, you know?
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I also think that it's like an interesting take on her on like a relationship between a man and a woman, because like the man is like supposed to be seen as like the
Yeah.
protector and like, you know, quote unquote the bodyguard, but like
Yeah.
in this song she's like taking on that role. She's like, I'll protect you from physical harm, emotional harm, mental harm, like all of the things. And I love
Yeah.
that.
And I love that she's like on that John Wayne shit. Like, I'm gonna protect
Yes.
you. Like, I am
Yeah.
John Wayne. You're the
Yes.
pretty little lady I'm saving
The
from the
damsel in
hussies. Like,
distress.
I am John Wayne. Like, yeah, you are.
This song also just sounds like summer to me. It just sounds
Okay, yeah.
like driving like with the windows down and just with your man, and you're just bopping along with the song, and you're like, this is love. I love it. Dolly P, what a way to introduce Jolene, baby.
Yeah,
Oh my God,
absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then we get into Jolene.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dollar P.
Yes.
You know about that hussy with the good hair? Oh, I just love it. We need to bring back the word hussy. I'm kind of
Please.
living for it. I'm gonna start calling people
Yeah.
hussies. Like, what a
Yeah.
good insult. Like, whore, slut, no.
No, out.
Jezebel, no.
Out.
You're a
Hussy
hussy.
in.
The hussy with the good hair. Like, oh my God. And the best. So, like, obviously, it's introducing Jolene. And honestly, this was necessary. Like, it shows all the haters that, like, no matter what you're gonna say, Dolly Parton's a part of this. She worked on her with it. She's approving of it. So it's like, okay, you don't like it. You think it's disgraceful to Jolene or Dolly Parton? Well, Dolly Parton likes it, so get off your high horse.
Dolly Parton loves it. And
Yeah.
it's just and it's a song that has been around obviously for generations and has been covered a million times. But this is just like a different take on it, where it's like Dolly Parton was like, Jolene, just like, please don't look at my man. Please don't take him from me. Beyoncé is like, bitch,
Yeah.
if you, Jolene, you motherfucker, you even try it, you're done. You even look at him a weird way, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And I just like,
Yeah.
what's wrong with that? It's just two different takes on it.
Exactly. Just like Maggie said, what Dolly's version, oh my God, it's Dolly's version. It's perfect. But that doesn't mean
Yes.
Beyoncé's version is not amazing. Like, we're not picking. Like, they're
No.
also like, she's taking influence from this and she's like changing it because she loves like the idea of like calling out this woman, but instead of being like passive about it and like, you know, like in like frustrated about it, like about it happening to her, she's like she's becoming threatening in this case. She's becoming like active in the role, you know? And so she's kind of like spinning it. And I love it.
Yeah,
When I first
I
heard it, I
oh,
didn't
go ahead.
love the you don't want no heat for me, but at the end, you know what? It's kind of like campy.
Yeah,
And
I
like that's
love
what Dolly's
it.
about. So I'm like, you know what? Like the first time I heard it, I was like, because like I was like not sure what to expect. And I'm like, you don't want no heat for me. Cause I'm thinking about the original lyrics. I'm like, you know, this is like funny. I love it.
I've also heard a take on it that like she's singing from the perspective of her mom, be like just really based on the line where she says, I'm still a Creole Banshee bitch from Louisiana, which by the way, my favorite line in the song. Love it.
Oh my God,
So
yes.
yeah, because they're I think, I don't know if it was like confirmed, but there was like some infidelity with Beyoncé's parents. So I
Yeah,
don't know.
I think you're right.
I thought that take was interesting. And I also love the end where there's like the male voices being like, I'm gonna stand by her, she's gonna stand by
Oh my
me.
God, when like the chorus of voices come in.
I love that because
Oh.
it's like not only is she ride or die for her man, but her man is also ride or die for her. He's like, fuck that Jolene
Right.
bitch. I don't know her.
Yeah, because it's like, you better not talk to my man. And at the end of the day, he doesn't want you anyway.
Yes.
So,
Love.
yeah, you're so right. That's like, oh, that I love the ending of the song. That's my favorite part,
Me
actually.
too. Oh
When
yeah.
that comes in, I'm like, yeah.
It's just like a chant, and I love it.
Yeah. I expected when Miley Cyrus was rumored to be on this album, I thought it was going to be with this Jolene.
Me too, because Miley Cyrus's cover of Jolene is also very popular,
Yeah.
and I love it. Oh, her backyard sessions. Oh, don't get me
Yeah.
started. Don't get me started. Okay, daughter.
Now, this is a don't get me started for me. Holy shit, this song.
Oh, she said, I'm my father's daughter. I'm colder than Titanic waters. You
Like
do not want to cross Beyoncé, y'all. You do not.
like Titanic being like the most popular movie of all time. Like, we all know the scene where Leo's freezing to death, and like the intense imagery she brings with this, like in the conviction and the determination in her voice, I am colder than Titanic waters. Like, oh, every time she sings that line, I'm like, holy shit. Who would dare talk to Beyonce, talk to Jay-Z? Look in his direction.
Yes.
Oh my
Or
God, this
it's
woman is so intense.
not even just Jay-Z, but like anybody she loves in general.
Yeah.
She's like, you fucking cross them, you cross me.
Oh.
And then she's, yeah, this is the one she where she sings in fucking Italian.
Italian opera.
Just because she can. Just because she said, yep, I can do it. You want to
Yeah.
hear it? Because I can do it.
I haven't gotten deep enough in my searches about exactly what this opera is about, but I have heard that it's a very famous opera song. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh.
I would like to know exactly what it how it relates to this song. I don't know. I haven't had time because I've been listening and look, I've been learning so much and delving into this album. So that's coming soon for me. But either way, I love it. It's just like, what can't she do? I mean, if she's talking about like religious ideology with this, I don't know if that relates to the opera as well, but just like, I'm nothing like my father, and like, but it, like, no, people are saying she's nothing like her father, but you cross me, you're gonna find out.
Yeah.
Like,
You're gonna see real quick.
is he perfect? No, but I learned a lot of good things from him, and you better watch out. And it's like,
Yes.
it's just the opening line, your body laid out on these filthy floors, your blood stains on my custom couture. Oh, like, is Beyonce relatable? No, but
No.
she doesn't always have to be. Because, like, holy shit. Like, and it's like a specific moment, too. And then she, like, brings it a little more general. Like, if this were to happen again, or anybody, you're gonna find out what happened to this last person, you know, who
Yes.
messed with me, my family, my man, anything. I mean, like, some of these things are super specific, but like, they can be broadened as well, you know?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I don't want to say it's my favorite song because it always changes, but like,
It changes on a
this is the
daily.
one where I just like, every time I hear it, I just feel like I'm transfixed, you
Yeah,
know?
it's like hypnotizing.
I mean, opera kind of is, I feel like, but and I don't
True.
even care about opera, but you know, it's Beyonce, so
Yeah,
and
so
it's so
I'm gonna care
beautiful.
about it a
It's
little
so beautiful.
bit. Then we get into spaghetti. Okay, I love spaghetti. This has like remained a constant favorite for me. And this is also when Linda Martell, the intro where she's like, genre is a funny thing, where we're like, okay, like Beyonce does not conform to anything. It's just a label that people, I mean, just like human beings in general, like we like a label. We like
Right.
to like pinpoint what things are because it is just easier to like understand and to comprehend. But Beyonce's like, fuck that. I'm doing what I
Yeah.
want to do. Y'all, I love this song.
Yeah.
Something about me is I love a nasty beat. I love a beat that makes me like snarl, and this makes me
Yeah.
snarl.
It's dirty.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
I love when she says plain Jane spaghetti, too soft, no sauce, no sauce. I love
Hunty
it.
country, patty, patty, patty.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the first listen, this was the song I like was like wow. Like,
That
I mean,
bass
there was a
in
lot of
my
moments, but this
car.
whole song, it was like this is insane. Like the production on this song is like
Oh.
perfect. I
Yes,
can't
it
believe
was
she brings
great.
up Thanos. She brings up the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I didn't know Beyonce knew
Yes.
a thing about Marvel.
Oh my
That's
God.
just
A
funny to
snap
me.
of my fingers and I'm Thanos. Yeah. Oh my God. I love this song. I love when it comes on and just like the bass kicks in.
It's like a
Oh.
the trap beat, ooh, and
Ooh,
like
I'm
the
telling you.
country influence. Like, this is Southern, baby. Whether
Yes,
or you
like,
not you like
yes.
it, is it
This is.
country? No, but this is country.
Yes.
Yeah, and a house to the moon. Ooh,
Yeah, come
it's
on,
just
Shaboozy.
oh.
Shaboozy.
Spaghetti, I like genuinely think like the production on this song is just perfect. And like, do I think that with a lot of her songs, all of her songs, like, yes,
Obviously.
but I don't know. I'm sorry. This, like, I don't know how she did this. Like, this song should not work.
No, but it does, and it's
Like, on
great, and I love
paper,
it.
you pitch the idea of this song, and it's like, I don't, like, she sees the dots, you know, and connects them herself in her mind. And I don't know how. Because it's really ambitious because she just like never stops outdoing herself, you know? Like
Absolutely.
she could just make another like self-titled like every year, you know?
Yeah,
But it
that's what I
wouldn't be
was saying in the
authentic to her.
beginning. Yes, exactly. Why is that my favorite one on the album? I don't know because it changes every day, but that's just like remained a constant like in the top three. So
For
it
sure,
might
for
as well
sure.
be.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree because a lot of discourse online is like not it, but
I'm
whatever.
like, really? I had no idea. I'm in my own bubble, apparently.
Alligator Tears. I don't have like a ton to say on Alligator Tears, to be honest. I mean, I
Yeah.
love it. I love the simplicity of it.
Yeah. It's like, is it a skip? Absolutely not. Is it in my
No, no
top?
skips.
It's not, but I always listen to it. I like it. It's catchy. She has things to say. She's like, I do like the say you say change religions. I spend Sundays with you. It's like, and then like the changing crocodile tears to alligator tears. Like, it's a
Yeah.
nice little like flip there. Yeah, it's good.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Smoke Hour 2. Hello, Willie Nelson, once again.
Yeah, that's
Just
it.
for fun. What?
I said, yeah, that's it.
Oh,
On
okay.
smoke hour two.
Okay. Just for fun. Okay. Real quick, Willie Jones. You guys, please do not ask me how I remember this. My brain is just full of useless pop culture moments. Hence why we have this podcast. But Willie Jones was on the X Factor. I think the same season that Fifth Harmony was on there. He did not make it very far. He made it to the live shows, not very far. But the most shocking thing about this man is that he used to like kind of like be a guest star at like MagCon conventions. So there is
That's
a
how you know
MagCon
it. That's
boy.
how you know.
There
Because
is
of
a
MagCon.
MagCon. There's a MagCon boy on a Beyoncé album.
Wow. There's hope for you all.
Yeah. Did you ever think you'd see the
Yikes. Love
day?
that, though. Now I know. I don't know who this man is, but beautiful voice. Love this song.
Oh my God. I just love the idea of a woman being like, I am the man. Because like we've heard it before, you know, with a bunch of like other iconic women in just like the world, not even like in entertainment, but just like the
Yeah.
world.
And it's
Yeah.
just like this was the song on my first listen where I actually replayed it, interestingly
Yeah.
enough, because I just was like curious. This is the song that sounds like modern country the most to
Yes.
me. Like this is like a radio-ready country song. Like, yes, Texas Hold'em is, but it's just also like in its own space, you know? This is like a modern country duet, like singing at the CMAs, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I needed another listen. And I just love their voices together. His voice, like you said, she says she's the man. It's like I pray to her, time heals everything. I don't need anything because I have you know? And it's like, it's just a beautiful, like song, and it's like, yeah, it's cheesy, but like, of course it is. Like, love is
Yeah.
cheesy, like, but it's fun, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's
Love is
really,
cheesy, but it's fun. I love that. Just
yeah,
so true.
like, it's, yeah, it's so funny because, like, I like country music. I say that, like, almost with, like, hesitation because it's like, not all of it. I like some of it. I like what I like. I don't like what I don't like. You know, I
Fair
don't
enough.
really know the rhyme or reason, but Maggie is not at all. And it's like, this is just like, this is really like a country song. Like through and through.
Yeah, and I
Like this
really
could
only
be
like it because it's Beyonce,
like Luke Combs and I don't know, some other girl together. You know what I mean?
so. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like yeah, this could very well be like a, I don't know, like a Maren Morris. I could definitely see on a song like this because
Yeah.
it does still have like some poppy influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just some country guy.
Yeah. It's nice. Because it's like we
Yeah.
have so many ends of the spectrum, and this is kind of like right in the middle. This is that middle ground on this album, I feel like.
Yeah. I think so is Two Most Wanted.
Yeah, it's kind of in that same lane as this the one before it.
Yeah. Two Most Wanted, though. Ugh. Miley Cyrus, like, I'm so glad that she's now just like getting her flowers, so to speak,
Love
and
it.
just like the true recognition that she has been deserving of for so long, because
Yeah.
her fucking vocals, the ending of this song when they both like hit the same like high note.
Yeah.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Like,
I love this song. The harmonies, beautiful. I love that Beyonce's taking the high part. Not that it's high, but like she sings in a little higher register because Miley's taking the lower.
Yeah.
I just the message of the song, the feeling of it, like we all want that. Whether it's like we all want a shotgun rider. Like whether it's your loved one, whether it's a friend, like we need somebody who's gonna be there till we die. You know what I mean? We're getting high. We're just existing. We're driving. Like, this is like, it's literally like a driving song. We're driving down the road and we're just like, we're together. You know what I mean? We're in each other's presence. We are just like happy. And like, that's just what I get from this.
Yeah, I love it.
You guys.
It kind of reminds me. So this is like the connection I made is like this is like the more mature country version of Bonnie and Clyde by Beyonce and Jay-Z, where it's still like because Bonnie and Clyde is, fucking Bonnie and Clyde, like they're together till the
Yeah.
day they die. And this is just
Right.
like the more mature version of it and like the country version, and just like, like we're gonna be each other's ride or die.
Yeah. And like, are we always gonna make good decisions? No, like we're always gonna be learning
Yeah.
and growing, but we're doing it together.
Right.
And it's like it's not necessarily romantic. I mean, obviously it's Beyonce and Miley, like
Right.
Which is like the perfect choice because it easily could have been like a male and female duet. But
Mm-hmm.
like it's very fitting that she didn't do that and made it a more broad song because it's like it doesn't have to be like a partner,
No, it could,
you
yeah,
know,
like you said, it could
romantic
literally be
partner.
anyone. Yeah, it could be a best friend, brother, sister, whoever. Like you said, you just want someone to be your ride or die. And I
And
kind of just
it's
want
like
those
you listen
moments.
to that and you're like, yes, I think we all crave that. Like it's so relatable. And that is just so beautiful. Holy shit. Oh,
Yeah.
can't wait till it wins a Grammy.
Love.
Can't
Please.
wait.
Oh my God. We can't, I can't even go there right now.
No, we can't.
Levi's jeans. This is just a song about loving someone's ass and
Yeah.
wanting to be in it, on it, next to
Yes.
it all the
Yeah.
time.
It's like just like that infatuation. I want you all up on me. I want like you a part of me. It's like it gives me like the like body like a back road vibes. Like we're just doing this like silly extended metaphor, but like honestly so relatable at the same time, you know? And just like the like getting Texas Hold'em stuck in my head. I just keep saying, come here, you sexy little thing.
Yeah, same.
Oh my
And
God.
this, when I first heard that Post Malone was going to be on this album, I was like, okay, weird. But
Yeah.
because I am not a fan of Post Malone. But this sounds nothing like the Post Malone that we know. Like his voice is still like has a rasp to it, but it sounds like so clean and clear at the same time. Like if I didn't know that was Post Malone, I wouldn't,
Right.
I wouldn't have guessed it was him.
Right. Yeah, Maggie and I have like a lot to say about Post Malone. At the end of the day, I just have always thought he's just like extreme, given a lot more credit than he deserves, which is kind of harsh to say. But, you know, I have liked a little bit more of his work as of late than I have in the past. But I think he's a good choice for this album because, like Beyonce, the man has been constantly like fitting his own personality and vibe into genres that don't necessarily accept him. Like, people are like, okay, well, you're not really rap or hip hop. Okay, but you're not really like pop, but like, you're not really like alternative. You know what I mean? But he's Post Malone. So, and each album has been like slightly different vibes for him. And I think he's kind of found his niche a little bit in this alternative genre more than in the past. But, I like wonder if that's why she chose him. I don't know. In my mind, that's what made sense about this collab. And yeah, you're right. It sounds a lot more clean than he normally does. But yeah, I mean, whatever Beyonce asks him to. I mean, the fact that he was asked to be on this album, he's probably so honored. I mean, who wouldn't be? But like, who would have
Obviously.
thought? Who would have thought? I should say, like, it's like an unlikely collaboration. But it
For
works.
sure.
It really
And
does.
yes, and it works so well.
I mean, like, when you're like, there's not every singer can do this, but like, when you're as talented as somebody like Beyonce, and like, a lot of people can give other people credit, but like, she can harmonize with anybody, you know? She'll match her vibe to anybody. She can. She's proven that, you know? So, of course, it works.
Yeah, duh. You know, anything's gonna work. Flamenco.
It's good.
Yeah, I also don't really have a ton to say about it, but like obviously no skips. So
Yeah,
I listen to it, I love it, I enjoy
it kind
it.
of like comes and goes for me.
Same.
Like
But I mean, it is a really short song in general, so.
it's like a little, it's like it feels like a transition to me, even though the Linda Martell show is like kind of like a transition. It's just like we need a little break because some of the songs on these albums like are so drastically different. This is just like a little like la 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 la. That's not what the song sounds like, but you know what I mean.
No. Yeah,
Like
that is not the song at all.
it's not memorable necessarily, but like it's not meant to be.
Agreed. Yeah, the Linda Martell show is the interlude before Yaya, which it's supposed to sound like like, okay, I saw someone say that Yaya reminds them of or it makes them want to turn on the Courtney Collins show and do the and break out the mashed potato like from Hairspray.
Parts of it, yeah.
I was like, do you understand my read the
No,
reference?
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about the song. Of course, I
Yeah.
understand the reference. Oh my
Okay.
God. I've seen
Okay.
Hairspray live. I've seen Hairspray movie.
Same.
I've seen. Oh, come on. No,
Yep.
I'm just thinking about the song.
Okay. Yes. And like the Linda Martell show was supposed to kind of like draw you into that.
For
So
sure. That's definitely the
I
vibe
love
they're
it.
trying to give at the start, you know?
And Yaya, oh baby.
I think it's my favorite. I
Oh
mean,
baby, come on now. It's so good. It's so fun. I love the beginning where where she's like, "Hello, ladies. Hello, Beyonce." And like, oh, and then when she's like, "The petty ones can't fuck with me. Why? Because I'm a clever girl." Oh, I say that to myself a million times a day. I'm a
yeah,
clever
it's like
girl.
the way she says it, it's like, ooh. Like, yeah, it's like silly, seductive, and
Yes.
like, because it's like meant to be like this, like, intro to this, like, grand song, you know? And it's just so, oh, it's so fun. And then it's so infectious. I truly, just like Spaghetti, have never heard a song like this. Like you said, it does remind me of like that Hairspray snap in, like, old school kind of vibe, but like every time I like this is like one of the songs I play on its own, because like typically I just kind of play the album front to back and repeat, but sometimes I just need to listen to this one, which is why I think it's my favorite. Just I've never heard a song like that. It's infectious, it's fun, it ooh. Like she starts to she, it's like this classic, like, rock and roll, like, vibe. But then she, like, slightly interpolates the Beach Boys, like, what?
Yeah.
The
Oh
Good
my God.
Vibrations, in, like, and then she started talking about, like, jerking it and twerking it. Like,
Yes.
it's not your old classic song. Like, this is a
No.
Beyonce song. We're gonna talk about shaking your ass and getting loose. Like, ugh. You know,
I
ugh.
love it.
And then we're gonna bust it down, like, you know, ugh. I like infectious. Like my brain just goes,
Yep. Yeah. That's just my brain all day long. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh my
I guess I don't want
God.
to hear no It's just like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I just want to shake my ass and have a good time. I'm tired of the humdrum of the world. Like, I want to put this album on and shake my ass. So she
Yep.
gets it. She's so right. I don't
Yeah,
want
that's
that. Yeah.
so true.
So true, bestie.
Oh, Louisiana and Desert Eagle are both just like also kind of like interlude songs. I really love the like the beat of Desert Eagle.
You know what? I really like Desert Eagle.
Yeah, Soft Kiss has
I
got some
looked up what a
fat
Desert
lips.
Eagle is. Don't like it as much anymore. It's a gun. Did you know
No.
I mean, it fits the vibes. It's not that it makes the song bad. I'm just like, oh. I mean, it's the southern vibe. It's like a classic, like, famous kind of handgun. I mean, it makes sense. It's just about being like a good Texas girl and like, we like guns. Whatever. And it's, again, still not a skip because it's so fun. But the meaning of it
Yeah.
doesn't get to me as much as the other songs. And that's okay. Again, it's supposed to represent the whole South and her experiences. Making guns make
Exactly.
you a bad person? No, I just don't fuck with them.
Yeah,
But
we're not doing that right now.
that's why she's saying, like, soft to the touch, let you hold something, got a handful. She's talking about, yeah. But it's also like, it's definitely like innuendo too at the same time, you know?
I mean,
Like,
yeah,
let me
the
hold your
line.
Desert Eagle, basically, you know? So it's like also like poking, like, not poking fun, but it's like everything's bigger in Texas, you know what I mean? We like our guns. We like to hold things in our hands, you know? So, like, still like that part, but then, like, oh, guns.
Yeah. Whatever. River dance. Bounce the shit dance. Bounce on the shit dance. Bounce in the shit. Oh my God. Dude,
What
turn
in
it
the hell
up.
is
Turn it
this
up.
song? And I
I
mean that
don't
in the
know.
best way.
I don't know, but I fucking love it. Yeah. We're bouncing on this shit and we're dancing. We're doing it. We're doing it all.
Yeah, it's like there's not a whole lot to say about this song. It's about bouncing on that shit dance, you know? That's what
Yep.
she says through most of the song. I just think it's funny that it's called River Dance. Like, I just think of the little Irish, like, River
Yeah.
Dance people. I don't really
That's not
understand
what
that,
this is.
but not at all. Beyonce loves to talk about rife. This
Yeah,
song is
and
just
then
kind of funny and fun.
Yeah, it really just I don't know. I love seeing bounce on the shit dance. Really do. Okay, and then it kind of like melts into Two Hands to Heaven, which every song just like transitions into the next so well. And I love an album like that, where it's just like you're just like transported into the next song. Two Hands to Heaven. Come on. Come
Yeah.
on.
I really like the song. And I think on first listen, it's like my brain, like, not that I skipped over it, I just feel like I didn't get it. Because we come
Yeah.
right from Riverdance. We're talking about bouncing on that. And then to hands from he like to heaven. It's like
Yeah.
such a different vibe.
Yes.
And I feel like my brain was like still spinning from like hearing Beyonce like just repeat bounce on that shit. But yeah, like I've been like praying, like holding things to heaven, like for you, like to the time of my life, like to you, my whiskey's going up, like my hands are going up in prayer,
Yeah.
like
I'm gonna
we're
give
just
you the best years of your
intertwined.
life.
Like
Oh.
I'm not gonna stop you, you're not gonna stop me. Like, this is it. Like, both of us reaching towards heaven, full send. This is us, paradise, you know? It's just it's a good one. Just like the nice, like using her like southern religious imagery, like through, like, and not only in this song and other songs, but and it's just like only in the South will you talk about like whiskey and heaven in one song. Like, if that's not country, I don't know what is. You know what I mean?
So true.
Like, she's
So,
right.
so true.
She's talking about rhinestones and whiskey and church. It's like that's a country song.
Yes.
Like, you
I.
know, country-ish. You know, I get it, but like her point is like country. It's like not, is it a country as a genre? No, but it's like country is a vibe.
Yeah,
Is a
exactly.
mood.
Yeah. And again, not a country album, but a Beyoncé album. I also love when the beat stops and she goes, swirl. And then it picks up again.
Yes. Yeah. Love
Love.
it.
All right. And then we get into Tyrant with Dolly Parton. This beat drop, again, with the bass. Oh my God. And the way that their voices meant like mesh together. I just love it.
Yeah, it's great. Like, also kind of interpolating like Jolene, like it's such a nice like take. Like, it's just and then yeah, like you said, the beat drop. Like, I love the beginning. Because it's like I love Dolly, grew up on her, and then she's like, as is like same, you know, like this is who, like, she inspired me, like this is part of like who I am. This is part of the song, but it's not all of who I am. We're gonna Beyoncéify it, you know? And she does. Of course, she talks about writing it again, you know?
Obviously, because
Every time I
Beyonce.
write. That's her favorite thing to do. You know, that's why she's got thighs of steel.
Okay.
Yeah, I just love the word tyrant.
Me
Yeah, bitch, be a
too.
tyrant.
I know. Me too. I don't know like what it is. I love that word. Sweet honey buckin'. Now
Just saying that out loud.
this is I know. This is the country bumpkin cousin of pure honey.
For sure.
People put them side by side. It's like the same tempo, the same kind of like the change in the change in tempo, the
Yeah.
change in just like the style of the music. Also, I think "Look at that horse, look at that horse, look at that horse" are some of the best lyrics I've ever heard in my life. Also, going around my house saying "bucking" like a million and one times a day.
Yeah.
I have like only been speaking in Cowboy Carter lyrics for the past week. Like, no one can have a real conversation with me. I've just been saying whatever lyrics come to my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having real conversations, but at the end of the day, that's going through my mind the entire time. So if you have a
Yep.
conversation with me since last week, all I'm thinking is just Beyonce-isms.
It's just
Snippets
look at
from
that
this
horse,
album.
look at that horse, look at that horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I
It's
love it.
so good. And you're right. It's literally just like pure honey, you know. It's the same thing. It's at the end of the album. It's let's smash these songs together. It's amazing. I love it.
Yes. We get Shaboozey again. Love hearing
She brings
Shaboozey.
up how she didn't win Album of the Year ever.
Yes. Oh my God.
Or like the first time publicly, if I mean maybe probably not, but like the first time I can think of where she's directly like,
Yeah,
I don't
let me
fucking
find the
care.
exact lyrics because when I heard that for the first time, I was like, ooh, what?
I've
But
got
yeah.
them up. I've been looking at the lyrics the whole time we've been doing this.
Okay.
Album of the Year, I ain't win. I ain't stunting about them. Take that shit on the chin. Come back and fuck up the pen. So it's
Yes.
like, and so it's obviously a different approach than Jay-Z. She's not the same as Jay-Z. She's saying like, basically like, okay, well I'm gonna keep writing good songs, and you're gonna have to keep nominating me. So, and it's not like in, like I'm gonna show you, but in just like a, okay, well I'm still good. I'm gonna keep going. Like,
Yep.
you'll have to keep nominating me because I'm good. Like, you know, love it.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, I know when I heard that, I had to like replay it back 'cause I was like, did I hear that right? And I was like, oh shit, I did.
Because it's like
Good for
so
her.
quick, you know? It's just like a little
Yeah.
tiny little part of the song, but yeah, I acknowledge
Yes.
it. I mean, it's still part, it's like a part of your journey, you know?
Right.
Like, as much as you people want to be like, well, words like don't matter, like it's fine, like it doesn't have to be fine. They do
Right.
matter. Like, they're not the end all be all, but like they affect you, they affect your music, they affect how you're perceived, how you perceive yourself. So
Yeah.
they do matter to an extent, you know. So yeah.
100%. And then we come to the last song, Amen, which is also kind of a callback to American Requiem, which I just love a concept album. I love when everything just ties together. Like it just feels like the perfectly tied bow on this album.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like again, like the Southern gospel religious aspect. She ties it directly to American Requiem. She literally sings like the same chorus in the end of the song. It's just like, it's like you said, it like this is an album about Beyonce. It's a Beyonce album, but it's about America. It's about the South. It's about her feelings living in the South, growing up in the South, existing as a woman who grew up in the South, like what has influenced her, who she is influencing. Like, there's just so many parts about it that are encompassed by American Requiem, this idea of a requiem of America, you know what I mean? And it's she's I just love that she starts with a requiem and then it's like amen. Like, because like amen, I can't remember exactly what it means in Latin, but it's basically like it's like an affirmation, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I said what I said and like let it be, kind of. So she's kind of just like, she's finishing it. Like, this was a prayer. Like, she was reaching out, like, in remembrance and honoring. And at the end of it, it's like, that's what I said. Let it be told. This is who I am. This is who we are. Yeah. It's perfect.
Amen to that. I mean, like, overall thoughts about this album. I mean, obviously 10 out of 10, but I just love that Beyoncé, like, this is gonna sound so dramatic, but the first time I was listening to this, I got like kind of emotional. Because I was like, I cannot believe that, like, there is someone out here making art like this, and it's not only art, but it's educational. Like, she's not rewriting history, she's just bringing it to the forefront and like making people aware. And she's making like these amazing songs that will stand the test of time. And I can't believe I get to be alive and witness it in real time.
Right.
So sorry, I
100%.
got a little emotional on the car
I
ride
understand what you're saying,
to
because
work.
it's like she proves the point that like of course, we all know we need to remember history. We don't want to forget it, you know? It's like that's a cliche, but it's like it's not that we want to remember it. It's that it's a part of us. We don't need to just learn about it. We need to understand how it connects to us
Yes, and
and how
honor
that has made
it.
us who we are and how that affects what we do from now on. You know what I mean? And that's what she represents as an artist ultimately, and what this album represents. It's like, what has history done to bring me to where I am? And she's so aware of that, which is so crazy because I'm sure she's had to dig because it's like you just think like, why do I like what I like? She's like done the time to realize why she likes what she likes
Yes.
and why it's just, and it's like, how does that influence her music now? And like, how is this music that she's writing going to influence the future? And it's like, she's so aware of all of these things going on at once. And I don't understand how somebody can be that in tune to so many facets of music.
That is why she's the greatest artist to ever live. Okay. And I'm done being like, yeah, but like there's Michael Jackson and there's this person, that person. No, sorry. Beyonce is just the best to ever do it.
Sure, yeah.
And that's just how I feel. Do you think she's going to tour this album, especially with that new website up that's always been country.com or whatever it is? I literally just signed up for the emails as we speak.
It really seems like it, but I just feel in my heart that like it's not happening. And
Okay, see,
I
yeah.
heard that like a while ago that a deal fell through with that like Sphere thing.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe I don't know. Maybe she'll do a couple little things, but I don't feel in my heart that she's doing a tour.
Okay. And
I don't know. I might be wrong. I probably
if
am.
she is, I need the dates to be like for next year. Like, I just feel, I don't know. And I know I'm not alone in that because I see tweets every day that are like, Beyonce, please, please don't go on
Right.
tour yet. Please don't do this to me. I'm broke. I have no money. My wallet is crying. Yeah.
Right. And I guess I just see her. Not that I just see her. She is such a perfectionist. And you see how much work it took for Renaissance Act One. And people were surprised that this album came out so soon. It's the closest albums of hers have ever come out. So it's like, is she gonna tour? Like, I don't know. Like,
Don't know.
there's so much effort in that. Unless she planned all these together, you know, to an extent, you know, she can, you know, I don't know. I don't see it. But at the same, I don't feel it in my bones. But at the same time, all the signs are pointing to her touring.
Yeah, okay, I feel the exact same way. I don't know if it, I don't know if like the feeling in my bones is that like I just don't want her to tour yet. Like I need another year.
Right. What? Yeah. Because it's like, I just like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm scared.
I don't know if I see it or not.
I'm scared.
Because,
Beyonce,
like, when
please.
she first announced this album, I was like, I had no thought in my mind that she was going to be touring. And then it's like, there's so many rumors, and then her little sign-ups, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe just a little mini thing. I don't know. I don't think she's doing like a same, like a Renaissance World tour again, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe for the third act three, but I don't know. I just don't foresee her doing the same thing she did for act one. I mean, obviously it's gonna be different, but you know, this huge world tour
Yeah.
stadium thing. I don't know. I'm not envisioning it for right now.
I guess we'll see.
But maybe that's just my subconscious being like, yeah, I don't want to spend the money right now. I don't know. We'll see if my intuition is right.
I
I don't know. I just feel like I get Beyonce a little. Well, I can't say that because this woman is just Beyonce, but like, I don't know. I just, as such a perfectionist, like, did she really
know.
make this all work? I don't know. I don't know.
We
She's
shall
not
see.
announcing anything until she's done and ready, you know.
Yes. Right.
But she has been working on this album since what, 2017?
She said 5 years ago she started it.
Oh no, that was
So,
2019. Yeah, okay.
do I, God.
2019.
Oh my God. I still think 5 years ago was like 2007. So I don't know. I don't know.
Fair.
Okay. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the streets. And tell us what your favorite track is or favorite tracks because we all know it changes every day.
Yeah, and did you like this little like track by track? Because this is a new thing for us. So,
Yeah, we literally hopped on the Zoom call and was like, "You want to go track by track?" Yes, let's do it. And
and we
that's what
had
we
things to
did.
say,
Yeah. Oh
baby.
my God. Okay, yeah, let us know. Give us some feedback. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
See ya.